Now I'm going to introduce you to Katie McAllister. It's likely you've heard her voice before. She used to be one of our emergency broadcasters. For those of you when there's an emergency and you're listening in the affected area, she may have been a lifeline. For those who are listening and not in an affected area, she may have been an annoyance, cutting into your regular programming, and she's sorry about that. Her OCD makes her sorry for everything. But she's most sorry. Her favourite Carrie Forrest might not exist one day, and she's genuinely concerned about the impacts of climate change and the climate crisis. Katie spent last year turning her concerns into an honours thesis, which has now grown into a play by the name of Watch and Act. It's an anti-comedy about missed warning signs for OCD and nostalgia for a time and place that's already disappearing.
I grew up in an adorable cottage with a wood stove on an asparagus farm. Mum would put our flannelette pyjamas in the stove and we'd go to sleep in slightly singed pyjamas that smelt of smoke and asparagus. It's idyllic. Swimming lessons were at Green's Pool in Denmark. It was freezing, but the water sparkled. And when I was upset, going to the beach or walking through the bush would always make me feel better. And I'd have these routines to feel better, you know, routines living in the country, feed the horses, feed the dogs, put the chooks away, have dinner, shower, get into bed, ask Mum if I was going to die in my sleep, count to five to make sure I closed my eyes on five, not before or after, because then I was dying, check my temperature, feel my heartbeat, just to be sure, just to be certain. I'd say, good night, Erin, I love you, see you in the morning. So I didn't end on good night because what if that was the final good night? That's where the see you in the morning comes in, just to be sure, just to be certain.
That's a little taste of Katie's show that is on at the Blue Room Theatre in Perth from the 28th of September, running through until mid-October. And I'm really happy to say that Katie joins me in the studio now. Good morning.
Good morning, Ro. Thanks for having me.
No problem. That was really lovely audio to listen to. I was really engaged. That was the first time I was hearing it from the first moment of hearing about your pyjamas going in the,
in the stove. They were so burnt. It was, oh. They were really warm, but yeah, sometimes Mum would leave them a bit long, be singed. It's fine. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful part of the state.
It's Menang country, Denmark and Albany. They're some of my absolute favourite places in the entire world, and I'm so privileged and so lucky to have grown up down there, and I really don't want to have to read more fire warnings for the forests down there.
Yeah, we giggle, and it's not at all a funny matter when you are talking about those beautiful forests down there and the threat to them by fire. Let's step back a little bit. So you've decided to do your honours thesis, totally understand that, picked your topic. How did that go from being a thesis to a play?
Yeah. So the thesis was this long script that looked at these watch and act warnings that people will be so familiar with, this structure of something that when you're in a crisis, it tells you, a watch and act warning tells you very clearly the options that you have in that crisis. So I wanted to look at what that could mean in a bigger way when we're in a crisis right now that we can't always see, like we can't see smoke, we can't see flames, but we're still in one. So what does a different warning system look like that still gives us little options? And so it sort of took that draft of a script that I had to finish on time for my thesis, and I assembled a really amazing team of creatives in Perth, and we've worked to take it from the page of that thesis to the stage of the Blue Room Theatre. And some of the music that you heard under that bit just there was by the amazing Georgina Crammond, who plays in a band, Ribs, and she's just an expert at making really emotionally honest and really vulnerable soundscapes. So she's sort of soundscaped the whole show, and yeah, we open on Tuesday now, which is wild.
And the junctures imitate the growing warning levels that we hear when there's an emergency, like you watch and act and you're warning.
Yeah. From advice to watch and act to emergency throughout the show, absolutely. So that escalation of things are not quite right and then things are really not right and what do we do from here? Yeah.
It's described as a comedy, but key themes are OCD and climate change.
Yeah, hilarious.
Really funny stuff. How does that work? Is it? I'm assuming it's pretty dark humour.
Yeah, pretty dark. It's pretty dark. I think often though that my favourite comedies sometimes come from the sort of most tragic soil is the most fertile ground, I think, to grow the best comedies. Because I don't know, for me, comedy gives you a bit of a break from reality, a different way to look at something that might be quite big and quite scary and quite hard. And I think particularly with the climate crisis and mental health crises that everyone has been through in their own way and has their own very specific and very personal relationship with, that stuff can feel really lonely and it can feel isolating and it can feel really big and scary and hard. And for me, comedy always makes me feel a bit less alone when things feel chaotic and things feel absurd and I don't feel like I can do anything. Having a break to have a laugh and to look at something in a slightly different, slightly absurd way is really helpful. So, yeah, we do that in the show in a lot of strange ways that involve imaginary conversations with the likes of Nigella Lawson and Julia Roberts and Jacinda Ardern and Christiana Figueres, the author of The Paris Agreement. And we just sort of look at how absurd it might be to try and cope with the climate crisis if all you had was like the Notting Hill soundtrack and a 5-hour drive to Albany. What do you do then?
It's not a cast of thousands for this one.
No.
How many of you are taking to the stage?
Well, physically, in body, it's me. In spirit, we've got some nice videos of Nigella. But yeah, just me. And Georgina's amazing sound design. And yeah, Michelle Endersby's incredible direction. Amy Howe's amazing production. Claire Testoni's amazing AV and set design and costume design. And the mentoring of Andrea Gibbs and dramaturgy of Alexa Taylor. So it is a big team, a really wonderful, wonderful team.
But they're not going to be out there on the stage with you,
are
they?
It's going to be me and stage manager Maddie Mullen. Just locked eyes, hoping everything's okay. Yeah.
How daunting is that?
Terrifying. Absolutely terrifying.
You've had rehearsals.
So many. Mm. Yeah.
And how have you got friends and family into that audience or how have you dealt with this?
Big time. I'm going to say some really personal stuff. What do we all think? And everyone's given me the thumbs up so far. But I think that being scared is sometimes when you know that you're onto something that might be useful to share, like the theatre and the shows and the stuff for me that's made the biggest difference to my life has been really vulnerable and really honest, and that's what we're hoping to do.
Katie McAllister is my guest. She's written a play as an extension of her honours thesis, which is debuting this week. Katie, You've mentioned a couple of big names there. I want to unpick a little bit further the stories related to them. You've found a way, as I understand it, to work your love of Julia Roberts and Notting Hill into all of this. Was that a very specific thing and how does that happen?
Yeah, Notting Hill is the best romantic comedy of all time. Just going to say that.
Yep. That's subjective. That's objective, not subjective.
Thank you, Ro. But all romantic comedies are fantasies, right? They're science fictions.
Are they?
I mean, we wish that were reality. But they're just this fantasy of what the world could be and of what love could be and what we could be. And I think when it comes to thinking about climate change and places we love disappearing, we sort of sit in that fear and that, oh, this is bad. But trying to flip it and think of, well, what is the world that we want to live in and what is the fantasy that we do want to create? Romantic comedies are a great frame for that. Like if we could really be dreaming about what we want and moving to that space, what does that look like? And the soundtrack's great and we need a soundtrack as well as Georgina's amazing stuff. So we work it in. Yeah.
I hear it's also an audition tape to be Nigella Lawson's emergency contact in a climate crisis.
Yeah.
Why do you reckon you'd be good at that role?
Well, I know her recipes really well, so okay. I feel like we have a lot to talk about. And I think Nigella's really good at doing things she loves and not apologising for them. And I think that energy of, you know, if we say we love these places that we live, we need big Nigella energy to sort of, yeah, honour that in a way. And also she'd be a great cook. So if we're just locked down in a climate crisis, I think she'd feed me really well.
All right, so the play kicks off with opening night next week. What do you hope, sincerely, that viewers take from coming to see this performance?
I hope viewers think that it's realise how absurd it is that we're in a climate crisis on land that has already been changing for hundreds and hundreds of years, and that there's grief for that change that's existed for a long time and still exists. And I want it to be an opportunity to start processing that grief and to then do something from there. So if people can come away and genuinely think about what connecting to the place that we live in actually means, and that's complex and that's loaded, means for them, if they can change their super to an ethical fund that doesn't invest in fossil fuels, and people can learn the original place names of the places that they love and they call home, and what it really means, as complex and loaded it is, to connect to these places that we love, that would be huge.
How are you feeling about the public reaction?
Nervous. But I can't control that. OCD is all about trying to control stuff. Yeah. And so I've had to go, like, I can't control what happens from there. The show can't do everything. No show can do everything. Yeah. It can do a very small thing that is trying to get people to have an emotional response to something that is often quite political or something that's quite economic.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we want.
How exciting. Enjoy it. Good
Thank
luck
you.
With it.
Thanks
and
for having
thanks
me.
For coming and having a chat about it. That's Katie McAllister there introducing us to her show, Watch and Act, which will be on at the Blue Room Theatre from the 28th of September, and then running through until the 16th of October.